Tennessee Governor Bill Lee issued a statewide remain-at-home mandate on Thursday. WKNO's Christopher Blank reports that his strongest order yet comes after appeals by the medical community to take more action.
Governor Lee says it was traffic patterns gleaned from cell phone location data that finally persuaded him to do what doctors had been prescribing for a while.
While safer at home measures and further restrictions on businesses showed a steep drop off in vehicle movement from March 13th through the 29th, data beginning on March 30th indicates that travel is trending upwards again.
That is to say, people are getting back out on the roads, and that's worrisome to the governor. His health department, as of Thursday, reported more than 2,800 Tennesseans testing positive for the coronavirus. 32 people have died. Officials say this is just the beginning of a surge that will likely overwhelm hospitals in the next 3 weeks. Even with dire predictions, questions remain about the scope of the governor's last order, which gives local law enforcement discretion to issue warnings or even citations, primarily to non-essential businesses that refuse to close. But as far as individual accountability, Lee says that Tennesseans can't seem to stay put.
We clearly saw data in the last 2 or 3 days that changed the movement of Tennesseans. And that was very worrisome, and it was also very dangerous. And that's the reason we took this additional steps. Hard to know why that's happened. We just know that it has.
So far, local officials have taken the lead on most stay-at-home orders. And if precedence holds, Shelby County could soon face even greater restrictions to mobility. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.